Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for December 15 to 21st, 2012. Over 160,000 Palestinian civil servants are not likely to get their salaries this month because of the ongoing financial crisis of the Palestinian Authority. In the meantime, Israel continues its escalation of assaults against Palestinian civilians after the UN recognition of a non-member state in late November. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. Protests this week were in solidarity with hunger-striking Palestinian political prisoners held by Israel. IMEMC's Salam Kumsiya has the story.
On Friday, anti-wall and settlement protests were organized at the villages of Bel'in, Na'lin, and the Nabi Saleh in central West Bank, as well as Al-Ma'sara village in southern West Bank, in addition to Kufur Qaddoum in the north. Israeli soldiers attacked Nabi Saleh villagers and their supporters before leaving the village. Troops used tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. In the nearby Bel'in and Na'lin village, Israeli soldiers attacked the protesters as soon as they reached the Israeli wall built on local farmers' lands. As a result, dozens were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Also on Friday, many villagers were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation when troops attacked the anti-wall protest at the village of Kufur Qaddoum. Villagers and their supporters are demanding Israel to remove the roadblock which cuts off the main road that contacts the village with the rest of the West Bank. In Al-Ma'sara on Friday, Israeli troops forced people back into the village and did not allow them to get to the wall. Soldiers used rifle butts and batons to push people back. No injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Salam Qumsiya.
The Palestinian Authority's financial crisis is looming once again as the PA's role. The crisis this time comes against the backdrop of United Nations recognition of a non-member Palestinian state and international backing to a two-state solution which Israeli settlements building seems to have been hijacking for many years now. For IMEMC's Rami Al-Mighari reports.
In a meeting in the West Bank city of Bethlehem this week, top Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat expected a response by Arab States League to current financial crisis by pledging funds needed by the PA to pay salaries of its employees in both Gaza Strip and West Bank. The PA negotiator strongly criticized Israeli settlements plans in East Jerusalem, saying that the two-state solution is a proceeding and that the international community will move against such settlement plans. Erekat maintained that the PA is waiting for a response by the Arab League by December 24 and that the crisis will come to an end. In the meantime, Prime Minister of the PA, Salam Fayyad, voiced out deep concerns over the current crisis but hoped the crisis will be solved soon. Such a crisis is the same of its type, yet it comes on the heels of PA's success to extract UN recognition of a non-member state at the UN last November, something that Israel rejected strongly, claiming any final solution for the conflict should be reached through direct negotiations with the Palestinians. On the ground, Israel announced a new settlements building across the occupied East Jerusalem, capital for a future Palestinian state, according to the UN recognition. In the Gaza Strip, Hamas sources believed that an end to current political split between Hamas and Fatah Party of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas can be reached once the situation in nearby Egypt is getting rather stable politically. Egypt has been the main patron for reconciliation between Fatah and Hamas. Qatar also has been a major player. Qatari Prince Hamad bin Khalifa Al Thani is expected to visit Ramallah soon and push for that reconciliation. Also in Gaza, representatives for all Gaza-based political parties, including Hamas and Fatah, discussed this week Fatah's concerns over the ruling Hamas's refusal to allow Fatah to hold a major celebration ceremony at a main Gaza location dedicated for major celebrations. Apart of reconciliatory tones between Hamas and Fatah, Hamas authorities will allow Fatah to mark the 48th anniversary of the organization's establishment, yet the location is to be determined. The PA in Ramallah has recently allowed Hamas to mark the anniversary of the party's establishment in different parts of the West Bank. Both parties have split since 2007, when Hamas took over Gaza and ousted Fatah leadership from there. For IMEMC News, I'm Rani Al-Mughari in Gaza.
This week, the Israeli military conducted at least 35 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. During these invasions, Israeli troops arrested at least 33 Palestinians. Moreover, five Palestinian political detainees held by Israel continued their hunger strike, demanding their freedom. IMEMC's Ghassan Bannoura reports.
This week, five Palestinian political prisoners have continued their hunger strike. The five are Ayman Sharawna on hunger strike for 170 days, Samer Isawi on hunger strike for 140 days, along with Yusuf Yassin, Ja'far Izzeddin, and Tariq Ka'dan, all on hunger strike since 21 days. Ad-Damir for Prisoners Support and Human Rights Association warned that the five hunger striking prisoners are in danger of imminent death if they are not provided with immediate independent medical care or release. Moreover, Israeli soldiers attacked several members of Al-Isawi family during a court session on Tuesday of this week and arrested his sister Shireen, who is also a lawyer. Shireen was released the next day. Soldiers claimed that she attacked them. A video released on YouTube showed that soldiers attacked Al-Isawi family as soon as Samer tried to say hi to them. Elsewhere in the West Bank, one boy was injured during clashes that erupted in the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem on Sunday. On Monday, a Palestinian boy from Madama village, south of Nablus, northern West Bank, was also wounded in the left leg when Israeli forces fired at him when he hurried to rescue his brother, who was grazing the sheep and was attacked by settlers in the presence of Israeli soldiers. Meanwhile, a 12-year-old Palestinian child was injured on Thursday when a bomb left by Israeli military exploded near her at Malha village in the Jordan Valley area of the West Bank. According to local sources, the child was playing near her family's tent when a bomb left by Israeli soldiers exploded near her. She was moved to a hospital in Jericho City, where doctors said the child sustained critical wounds. In the Gaza Strip this week, a Palestinian farmer was seriously wounded on Sunday when Israeli forces stationed along the border fence in the southern Gaza Strip opened fire at a group of Palestinians who were working on their lands. Later on Monday, a Palestinian fisherman was wounded when Israeli gunboats stationed in the Gaza waters opened fire at fishing boats sailing at 7 nautical miles of Gaza shore. Israeli gunboats opened fire at Palestinian fishermen in the same area another 2 times later in the week, but neither casualties or damage were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for December 15 to 21st, 2012, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Hassan Kassis and me, George Rishmawi.